Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Olave was limited. Baker Mayfield is a QB1. My God, what world are we in? Alvin Kamara is garbage. No one alive in a championship has got Alvin Kamara, but they might have Baker Mayfield as a possibility.
No personal bias there. By the way, you know who's been phased out almost completely of the Saints offense when they need him the most? Oh. Taysom Hill.
He's been dirt. Quite a lot. The whole team stinks.
It was a lot like the Brock Purdy's the MVP. You crapped on me for not liking Taysom. He went crazy because I didn't like him, but you swung the momentum back too far the other way, and now he sucks again. So that's on the Welsh. So.
It's on me. It's on me, guys. Sorry, dude. Taysom Hill. Right. Send your Taysom Hill hate mail to at Bogman Sports.
Is it the Welsh? Oh, yeah. Okay. At is it the Welsh?
That's okay. All right. Where the hell are we? Is there anything you want to pinpoint in this game?
I think you could be right on the overplay. Tampa Bay's been pretty good. So
yeah, I love my Tampa Bay guys. New Orleans, there's no one sneaky I want to play.
Tampa Bay's defense has been bad too.
Shahid? He's good, right?
Yeah, he practiced today.
Yeah, Shahid. I like that because Tampa Bay secondary is absolutely trash. So
Shahid, I'm gonna double check that, but I'm almost positive that he practiced today.
Okay. The next game up here, Carolina Jacksonville. Lawrence, I guess you put the report like shouldn't play, but he might.
That was what Ian Rappaport's tweet said that he probably should not play, according to whoever.
Yeah. So. Okay, but he still might. If he does, I think it upticks the slot options. If it doesn't, I don't know, man. I don't know what you want to trust out of this. Carolina's defense has played a little bit better. You could go Ridley if you need to. I have to start ETN this week, which kind of stinks a little bit. Outside of the N Ingram, but outside of that, like you're going to get cute. You're going to get cute with any of those guys. Carolina, I guess, same thing. Like, what are you going to start? Chuba and maybe Thielen?
Say it again.
Carolina, Thielen, Chuba, anybody outside of that. And then out of Ingram, Ridley, Etienne, there's nobody else. You're not getting cute with anybody else.
No Parker Washington. Nothing different. I mean, maybe Parker Washington is deep league. You hope for a touchdown, but yeah, for the most part, You go with you guys, you know, Carolina, the only guy I want to start ever is Chuba. It's because they give him 150 touches. It's ridiculous. So they just feed him the ball over and over and over and over and over. So, yeah, Chuba's the one guy there for Jacksonville. I don't know.
Are you going to get cute? ETN,
nothing
Ridley.
Cute. Like Ridley. What is Ridley ranked?
Let's see. Ridley is ranked.
Carolina's a good matchup. How about look at his matchup on PFF? I'll see where he's ranked here.
Okay.
He's 22.
Yeah. His PFF. Let's do a little searchy search here. The PFF rating is below average. Is way down here.
So Horn is playing good. Godwin, Flowers, Garrett Wilson, Nico Collins is below him. George Pickens is below him. I don't know. I might put a bunch of those guys ahead of Calvin this week. So
yeah, Atlanta's got Chicago 3-point favorite, low line 37.5. That's the big thing.
Also, this is the other game with weather. That's there could be a lot of wind.
What kind of weather?
Windy. Everyone knows it's windy. Yep. There you go.
What was that?
You don't know the Wendy's? Yes, you do. You know the Wendy's.
I don't know. That was that like the
Wendy, W-I-N-W-E-N-D-Y. Everyone
like the fast food place?
No. It's just an oldie song.
I've never heard of that.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
On my life, I
you will hear
on
the
God,
song.
Bogman. On
yeah,
God,
yeah, yeah, dead ass. You've heard it.
On God, I've never heard that before.
Yes, you have.
You gonna play it for me?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to find it on.
You were just like the weather outside is weather.
Weather.
Like,
I guess it is supposed to be windy. I thought it was like windy, but what the hell is this?
You're doing the thing where you see the spelling in your head, but you're like, it's not windy, it's windy. And everybody hears the same.
Well,
thing.
The reason I remember is because it was in Breaking Bad, dude. There was a Breaking Bad episode where they
played the wind song.
Yeah. Because the hooker's name was Wendy. You don't remember that?
The hooker. Although,
yeah. It was a dude. We're going off the rails.
I don't but, what hooker?
The one with Pinkman. When he
she
was
wasn't like, a she was just a drug addict. You talking about the
was
chick
a hooker.
Who played Jessica Jones?
No. No, not her. It was at the very end.
Getting copyrighted. I mean, I no.
You know
I've never heard. I've never heard it, but like I'm down. Okay. Turn it out. Get it out. Blaring in my ears.
You don't want it anymore? Come
I
on.
Never heard that before.
Yes, you have. You at least heard it in Breaking Bad because you watched Breaking Bad a million times.
I don't remember. Was that when she was like, spoiler alert, when she was dead on the bed?
No, dude, that's not her. It's the chick with Pinkman in the hotel, not his girlfriend. So
all I'm envisioning is the chick from God. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, who's always like, grow marshmallows.
Gail the snail.
That's what I'm envisioning right now.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hold on.
And I get a picture.
Look, we're not going to do this, but this is.
Just show me a picture of her.
I'm going to send you the
type
clip.
In
you
hooker from Breaking Bad, but not Jessica Jones.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's exactly. This is why our AI art looks weird. So there you go. I'm not going to play it again. I put it in the private chat. Click the YouTube thing. Quick. Watch it in the background so we don't get more copyright violations.
Like, all of this stuff.
Because my brain is weird. I don't remember stuff. But I remember this.
Oh, yeah, here's
stuff.
The song that's playing. All right, yeah. So it's
and
going
what is
Crossroads
she doing? Well,
Hotel.
Describe it in great detail.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
Oh, I forgot about her. God, I forgot she was in this show. She's like,
I have heard the song before. Bogman was right, as usual.
I don't remember this song ever playing in here, but that's the chick who looks like they actually hired like
a crackhead.
Yeah, like an actual crackhead to do it. But yeah, very good method actor. So
method actor.
Method. Yeah. All right. Where were we?
We were talking about Atlanta and Chicago, and I said it was going to be windy, and then I told you everyone knows.
Yeah, well, you've gotten very obsessed as of recent weeks on like the weather on games, but like,
well, because it's cold. Yeah, Welsh. When it gets colder and weather affects games, I will
like an old person.
Obsessed.
Old people get very focused on it being cold. As yeah, you get older, your birthday's in 3.5 weeks.
Oh my God! I want to choke you.
Can we turn
right
the
now.
Heat on? It's really cold.
We got 15 minutes. Let's go.
I don't want to start any Falcons. I don't want to start Bijan.
I would start Bijan in a windy game. I'm still going to be okay with Bijan.
No, Roto Surgeon, Kevin said it best. He doesn't perform in off weeks or what would it be? Odd weeks. And he only performs on even weeks. So
you make as much sense as us playing the windy song right now. None of it.
No. Well, here, I'm going to pull it up. I mean, you got to
pay. Is this a home road split? Is this a weather game? Is this an outdoor thing? Or is this
Bijan? This is Kev. Kev, Roto Surgeon, 10th ranked on Fantasy Pros. No big deal. I'm not even going to try to pronounce Kev's name right now. Last name. But Roto Surgeon, odd weeks, 8.5 fantasy points per game. Even weeks, 18.6 fantasy per games. Listen, that's science. You can't start Bijan. That's science. I don't know what else to tell you. That all the analytics you can give me, that's science right there.
Oh man, you're making me so mad.
He's scoring
all right,
under 10
no, great. Don't start Bijan because Welsh said so. Mm-hmm. So what's he ranked, Welsh?
What do you guess?
15.
Everyone knows that he's eighth place. That he's ranked eighth. So yeah. They don't know. They don't know about the odds.
They don't know about the odd weeks. Clearly, no. Yeah, that's
they
it.
They don't know about Bijan. No.
At least I wasn't making my own songs.
I don't know why. It's not even late. I'm losing it here. All right. I just clicked away. What was the next game? It was the
next
Colts.
Game we got and... here is the Colts hosting the Raiders. Colts are 3.5 point favorite. 43.5 is the total. Pittman, Cillen, Proto. And Zach Moss did practice, there. But was limited. So with the forearm injury, so maybe he'll be back. But
I'm not starting Zach Moss. He can kick rocks. Jonathan Taylor. You like Josh Downs here?
I do, but I kind of like the way the Raiders have been playing, man. I keep doubting him, and they just keep winning. They beat the Chiefs on the road this week. Yeah, man. The Raiders are playing some good football right now, so I think I'll take the Raiders in this
game. You start some Jacoby Myers?
Yeah, and Devontae. If
Josh Downs or Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby.
Dude, Josh Jacobs messed so many people up. All right. Pitt at Seattle. Seattle 3.5 point favorite. 41.5 over. Is the over in play? Mason Rudolph going to start. He is one of those lines of like, if you are in a bad quarterback situation, could you put him out versus Seattle? No. What about Pickens? I asked this question on Athletic. Who would you start this week? McLaurin or George Pickens?
Oh, man.
You can only start one.
Then I would start Pickens.
Really?
I would, yeah, because I just don't trust Brissett to get the ball out against the Niners. Niners are going to crush Washington. So I think the Steelers could be competitive with Seattle. I also wouldn't be surprised. I tell you what, the last time the Steelers played in Seattle, I'm pretty sure it was Mike Tomlin's worst coaching job ever. Just made some terrible decisions, awful challenges. That is imprinted in my brain. I remember we went for a fake punt on the Seattle side. I was so furious. It's going to be Pickens for me because I just don't trust what Washington's going to bring to the table, and playing an angry Niners team, I don't think is very good. They're at home though. So still Pickens. I don't care. It's Pickens.
Mason Rudolph is ranked 27th this week.
Exactly
not,
where he
yeah,
should.
Yeah, it's not the best matchup.
Did you start Geno or Mason?
Geno.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, so just look at it and tell me the guys that you would start Mason Rudolph ahead of.
Yeah, no, I guess it's true. Like when push comes to shove, like I have Jake Browning and I put like a claim in for
Easton
Mason Rudolph
stick against Denver or Rudolph against Seattle.
I think I'll go Rudolph. Is that weird?
I'm going Easton.
Okay.
Cause Easton
hopefully
can
you're
run
not
a little
dealing with that. You didn't deal with any of these things, Najee. Yeah. Yes. Pickens, probably Seattle, DK Metcalf all day, every day. My God. I'm down with Lockett. I'm down with all the normal Seattle guys that you want to jump into. All right. Chargers, Denver. We talked a lot about this game. I don't think we need to do too much. I mean, unless you have another opinion. I think Judy is in play this week. I think it's a short pass game. Maybe Javonte, Judy. And on the Chargers side, I'm just like, I'm absolutely always like Palmer. I think this is Eckler week. I know I said it last week. He got more usage, didn't do much, but I'm riding with Eckler this week.
Yeah, look, I see it. I kind of like the Chargers in this game. If the Broncos, like, you got to imagine the Broncos team. This is what I was talking about with Brian Daboll and starting Tyrod Taylor, right? You do it not because you care about the rest of the season and you actually want to win this game. You do it so that the rest of the team isn't sitting there going, what the hell are we doing with Tommy DeVito as our quarterback? Tyrod Taylor's definitely better. It's the opposite in Denver. Going from Russell Wilson to Jarrett Stidham says a lot. And I think we could see Denver give up a little. The Chargers, you know, they look good since firing Staley last week. So I think I like the Chargers in this game a little bit, and it makes some of those guys playable. But if Palmer's going to be in proto, then that's tough. So
Cincy, Kansas City. Kansas City is a touchdown favorite. 44.5 is a line. That's kind of a nice big old line here because you could get Jamar Chase back. He took part in a walkthrough. What's his face?
Brown is tough it out.
Yeah, Brown is coming off of his worst game. This is a huge game. I'd love for him to bounce back. You've also got Kansas City, though, dealing with a couple wide receiver injuries, and Pacheco didn't practice. So that's why if Pacheco is out, it is all wheels for CEH.
Yep.
Rashee Rice is the biggest no-brainer on the planet. And then on the Bengals side, you love Mixon. You start Chase if he plays. And then it's like Browning is a desperation type of play if like Nick Mullins isn't available if you're in that
spot. This game is trash. This is a trash game between the Bengals and the Chiefs. This is not
on the pod. Put on that podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
are you trash?
Yeah, are you garbage? Right, yeah.
Are you garbage? Who are those guys? What are those guys' names? I was about to say Stavos, but that just...
No, that's Stavi, Stavros. Kevin is the
H Foley and Kevin Ryan.
Yeah. Kevin Ryan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, this game, you know, Kelsey hasn't been good. No run game for the Chiefs. Mahomes has been trash. Browning looked like garbage last week. Maybe no Chase. Chiefs defense is really good. I think I like the under in this game.
I almost got you a Taylor's boyfriend sweater. Taylor's version and the NFL logo. Taylor Swift.
I would have wore that all over the place.
Our boy Scott Gamble's daughter has the Go Taylor's boyfriend sweater on there. So I was thinking of getting you that. You guys can match.
That'd be great. Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. I mean, I think this is just like a copy and paste. This is copy the paste, the plays that you really like.
You play Rice, you play Kelsey, you play Mahomes, you play CEH, you play Mixon and T. Higgins on the other side. Maybe Chase if he's up.
If Chase is out, I'd go Boyd. If Chase plays, it's not maybe. If Chase plays, you play him.
Still think it's maybe. It's a championship week. It's not a good matchup. Well, give me a PFF's matchup for Chase if he plays. I bet it's well below average, isn't it? Right, so maybe it's not. But I the Chiefs defense has been solid this year.
Because of him being out, he's not ranked. But then so let's give you Higgins.
Yeah, what's Higgins?
Higgins is it's like right. It's kind of below average. It doesn't say below average, but it's like not good.
Okay.
And then let's look at Boyd, who would be wide receiver two here. It's poor. Yeah, I mean they're gonna be rated really bad.
Boyd. Yeah. So and that's why I think this Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Game is trash and I like the under in it. So yeah, too many injuries.
Last one, Green Bay, Minnesota, big line, 46.5. Minnesota's favored in that right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
We don't know what the quarterback situation is. Whoever it is, I dig to start. I guess it's Nick Mullins until we're told otherwise.
I mean, can you imagine like a couple of years ago saying, hey, the Sunday night games between the Packers and the Vikings are favored by 2 points, and we have no idea who the starting quarterback is going to be for them against the Packers.
I assume it's going to be Mullins.
I think so too.
I'd pick up Mullins right now. Listening, if you have like any quarterback issues, I would pick him up because this is not the worst matchup. If I could start Nick Mullins in my championship over my own Browning, I would, but I can't because he's not available because it's 16 teams and there's literally no starting quarterback on the wire ever.
And you see the Packers suspended Jair Alexander because he went out for the coin flip.
I heard,
He wasn't a captain. He went out for the coin flip and then he almost effed it up.
Yeah. Well, somebody, posted, let me see if I can, I haven't listened to this. Someone was like, here it is. They said, I felt bad for Jair Alexander until I listened to this of what he said today. So here you go. I haven't listened to it, so I don't know what it's going to be. This is Alexander talking about what happened.
So were you supposed to be a captain? Because the team announces the 3-game captains and you were the fourth and you called a toss. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's only suiting, you know. I don't think coach knew I was from Charlotte, you know. So
you just did that on your own?
It was like the guys backed me up, you know. So they knew I was from here.
Did you realize you almost made a big mistake on the call, though?
What'd I do?
Well, you said we want to go on defense.
Yeah.
Which in theory could have said, then you're electing to kick off, which you had lost the opportunity to receive in the second half.
Yeah, no, I told them that I want our defense to be out there. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, I mean, it's pretty simple what I said. Like, I want the defense to be out there. They're like, you mean defer? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Did he say that to you?
Yeah,
he did. Mike, oh, man.
Oh, really? No, he was just like, defer. I was like,
this is making me feel like the oldest person in the world.
I'm like, what are y'all laughing at? It's pretty obvious what I'm asking for.
So did anyone say anything to you when you got back to the sideline?
Why would they?
All right, man, this is the biggest idiot I've ever. Like, the dumbest.
Do you remember when they were interviewing Chad Johnson after he tried to block Ray Lewis and he got annihilated and he had one of the worst concussions I've ever seen. I think maybe only Trent Green has had a worse concussion or Tua maybe of Joe Flacco. A couple of those guys where their hands went weird or whatever. They were interviewing Chad Johnson after this game and he sounded like an insane person. I think maybe Alexander should be in proto for what he just said to those reporters. That was terrible.
Like, so why'd you go out there? Like, well, I'm from the city. Like, what?
So you go for the what do you mean?
And then he's just like, yeah, we want that defense to be out there. And they're like,
worst defense in the league right now?
Yeah. But also he's like, yeah, it's pretty clear what I'm saying. No, it's not. Cause you're not saying the words that they want to hear as in receive or defer. Those are the words that you do when you win the coin toss. I want to point out, I don't actually know what the reporter was talking about because deferring is not a bad thing because then you would get the ball in the second half. So
not in overtime.
Oh, is this was this overtime?
This was in overtime against Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Exponentially more stupid.
Yes.
I thought this was at the start of the game.
Yeah, because he's an idiot.
I mean,
God, that is so stupid. What does I'm from the city mean? That's why I said this guy's got to go into concussion proto right now.
Why did he just do it before the game and not in overtime?
I don't know.
Wow.
He is.
By the way, when they're like, did anyone say anything to you after the game? He literally looked like a child looking down at the ground.
Nope.
In his sunglasses. He was wearing sunglasses, by the way. That's pretty great video. I love Jair Alexander.
Did this game go to overtime? Maybe it was at the beginning of the game. I thought it was because it was 33-30. I guess it wasn't overtime. It must've been at the beginning of the game.
Oh,
my bad.
So I'm going to retort back. I'm not really sure what the big deal is outside of just, he's literally like a child standing with a bunch of people where he's not supposed to be.
Yeah. Did anybody say anything? No. Why would they say anything? Because you weren't supposed to be out there and you were out there and you almost screwed it up. So,
yeah. Okay, good. Back to that game. Whatever. Packers, if Jaden Reed plays, I play him. If
Musgrave is up, does that concern you for
crap? Yeah, it does. Sure. Yeah.
I think you'll
see some.
It should be Kraft more than Musgrave, especially if he's working back.
Let's see more two tight end sets, which actually might be worse for the three wide receiver sets.
Well, but if Wicks and Watson are down, who aren't practicing right now, that's probably what you pivot to anyway.
Yeah, I'm pivoting hard. Jaden Reed, I'm all in. Addison, Jefferson, we're good. Ty Chandler, I'm fine. Nick Mullins is somebody I could get down with. And, special team with the Packers. God knows where the ball will go, deferred when Jair is out there. Last thing I wanted to mention, those are all the games. This is interesting. Yahoo Sports posted the top 10 players on Yahoo Championship teams right now. You ready to hear? Okay. Do you want to take a guess? Do you want to take a guess or do you want me to go through
the list? Okay.
Some players?
Yeah, I want to guess here.
Okay.
Is Mike Evans one of those guys? He's got to be.
He's not. I'm shocked that that's where you went first.
I'm just looking at the teams. I'm looking at who had some big weeks last week. So is Josh Allen in there?
He is number four. And also, this is going to also be about like people drafted, but I guess that's Mike Evans and Josh Allen. So yes, that was number four, 35% of championship teams. Number one quarterback.
How about Tyreek?
Tyreek is number five, 34.8%, number one wide receiver on championship teams.
Rashee Rice in there?
He is not on there.
I'm thinking of values too.
Think about like good
Christian
players.
McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey is number one. Thank you. 46.9%, the most owned player on championship teams, the number one running back. So you got three.
Was Lamar in there?
No.
Hurts.
Yes, he is 31.7%, the number two quarterback and the only other quarterback on this list.
AJ Brown.
So what do we got? We got four now. You got AJ Brown is not, and he absolutely stunk the last couple weeks, didn't he?
Yeah. Laporta.
He absolutely stunk the last 2 weeks, or at least last week. But no, he's not on. There's actually only one tight end.
Amon-Ra.
He is not on this list.
Damn. Who else? Okay. I don't know. Who else? I'm done guessing. Who else is on the list?
The only tight end was number 10, Trey McBride, 29%.
Trey. Okay. Okay.
So you got five more players. Number nine, Puka Nacua, 31%.
Oh, I should have guessed Puka. Yeah. Yeah.
Number seven. I'm shocked about this.
By the way, shout out to the Welsh for spending so much money on Puka Nacua in that very first waiver period. Great, great buy. Best buy.
Some people
great
have noted.
Buy. No one's ever had a better buy than the Welsh. One of the best buys I've ever seen.
Great guy. He's a great guy. Gets
great
Puka.
Guy. Special Puka. People. Special people.
by the way, some people saying Puka might be the greatest pickup of all time in waivers. In the first
greatest. Week. The greatest pickup of all
I'm time. I'm not saying it. Some of the other people are saying it.
I'm not saying it. People have told me. Greatest pickup of all time by the Welsh. $34.
It's getting Nicole, pretty good. Sounds one. Like you're practicing that at home. Yeah.
No. Kidding me.
What are you doing January 6th? What are you doing, buddy?
None of your business.
A little too good. That's coming up closer.
Lighting the candle for my fallen brothers. So.
All right. Yeah. Oh, no, Bogman.
It was a joke.
You're releasing the info. Where were we? Number seven. I'm actually shocked about this. Alvin Kamara, 33.5% of teams.
Didn't you earlier in this show today say shocked. No one in the world who has Alvin Kamara? Kamara's had a good year until
now. How? I'm actually going to skip number six because it's amazing. Number three overall, Kyren Williams, 37.6% of teams. Number two, Raheem Mostert, 48.4%. God, that's such a good Bogman, the number six overall player on championship teams.
Hold on. Can I hold on?
Yeah, I know. Is not a quarterback.
Okay.
Is not a running back.
It's George Pickens.
Is not a wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
Is it a is kicker? Not a tight end.
Is it a defense? Is it Baltimore?
It is not a defense.
Is it an offensive lineman? What are we talking about? You it's just said kicker. It's not a.
I did not say it's not a kicker. I said not a defense. It is a kicker.
Oh, God. Who cares?
Jake would love this.
No, he would not.
Brandon Aubrey, the sixth most owned player on championship teams.
All kickers, right. I think I'm done.
Kickers back. Kickers yep. are back. All right. There you go. That is the episode. Next week, mock draft for 2024. That's right. Bogman and I are going to be conducting a mock draft with our ITL Army members. We are not going to talk about the entire draft. We're going to talk about the first couple rounds. Like, we might go to five. If we're being realistic, we're probably focusing on the first two rounds, but we're going to do an early mock draft. We're going to bring that to you, whatever the repercussions of this past week. We might talk about a few things, maybe some ITL based things, who won some stuff, you know, who's amazing, Puka Nacua. And then we'll talk about that. That is next week. The final of the in-season episodes is going down. So make sure you're subscribed off-season. And going on now, we have got the War Room. CK and Bogman are doing episodes. We might do a playoff episode or two. Probably bring you more Bet This Leagues, if we're being honest, in the championship round. We might drop one of those that's going on. But be on the lookout. We are, in theory, planning for a Bet This League this week, especially even if we can just kind of tie stuff up with records and bets and stuff like that. So make sure you're subscribed here. You can always go to twitch.tv/inthisleague for the streams that we do, so you're notified, and inthisleague.com on the Patreon, so you know everything that's going on, because we post whenever we're doing like live streams and shows. But that is it. Good luck in all your championships, Bogman. Good luck to the Steelers playing this week.
Yeah, whatever. Good luck in your championships, everybody. Yeah, I don't care. I was supposed to go to this game. This is a game I was going to go to, but the Longhorns are, you know, playing for a shot at the Natty, so I'm staying home to watch.
Well, Bogman, I guess I'll see you in the new year. I'll see you in
2024. I almost went to Seattle to watch Mason Rudolph play against the Seahawks.
See you next year, Bogman.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips. 24
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, welcome in. This is the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Chris Welsh, back with Scott Bogman. Today on the episode, starting pitcher profiles part one. We are big brained here, not going to tell you it's all in one episode, because that's just silly goose stuff. It's part one, where we'll get through probably the big first core, right around the general, like your two SP spots, your top two SP spots if you invest early. That's where we'll get to, I imagine, in this one. And then part two, we'll kind of finish out, probably profile it up into the 50s, maybe a tiny bit more. You know, the big, big pitchers that you're going to be investing in this year. So we'll be talking about where they finish categorically, some of the interesting expected stats, maybe even other notes as far as like velo dips and stuff like that. And of course, where they're going in early NFBC drafts is how we have them ranked. But this is the final run of our profile series. We're kind of
playing a base, right? Yeah,
but we also, like, we didn't do catchers, Boggs, and we're not really doing relievers, which I think is okay. You know, maybe we'll, I don't know
with relievers, is we just, you know, half of the teams you don't know yet. So there's still signings out there. Look, probably more than half the teams, you know, you can have an educated guess. But there is going to be trades and movements and injuries and all kinds of stuff with the relief pitchers. So,
well, we still haven't had Hader sign. Hader is going to be a big important cog.
The biggest reliever on the market has not signed yet. So
I would say that there actually is a relative majority of what's going on, but there's enough questions that, like, I don't know, I just don't feel compelled to jump into that. We'll probably deal with them more as far as ranks go. I mean, Matsui signing with the Padres, in my mind, and Frank Sample as well, we were talking, I think he's kind of like the definitive closer. You know, that guy was a closer in Japan. That was his thing. I assume signing this five-year deal, it's going to put him in that spot for the Padres. There's always a possibility that maybe that they go with some type of like rotation of them. Like it could go a little bit Robert Suarez because Matsui's a lefty and they could play that. But I think the closer stuff in our world would be better just to talk ranks once we get into spring. We know a little bit more about situations. Hey, Mariners, man. A lot of us are assuming Andres Munoz is the closer, but Matt Brash has a lot of the makings to potentially be one. So there's some jobs and some questions. All of this to say, we did not profile catchers, blah, and we're not profiling closers, but we are profiling starting pitchers on this episode with the top two. If you guys have enjoyed the profile series, want to check out other stuff we got going on, want to be a part of the ITL Army, have access to us, the community, and more, go to InThisLeague.com today and sign up on the Patreon, InThisLeague.com. It'll just swoop you over to the Patreon. My redraft ranks are up. You can check out the top 300 overall. You can check out all my positional tiers. Next month, I'll be adding in tiers. So I said positional tiers. I'm sorry, positional ranks. And then I'll be adding tiers to the positional ranks as well as adding more names. I think it's like 35 deep per position. I'll also be adding in my top 25 prospects to watch and redraft and potentially draft. I'll be adding that in next month. So you can get that. Dynasty ranks are up. Prospect ranks are updated. Oh my gosh, they're finally all there. Bogman's ranks will probably be up in January as well. So come and check it out. Get access to us, the community. Be a part of our mocks because January, we are on the precipice of the brand new year. Bogman and I turn the corner off of the profile series. We're jumping into the bad boys. We're going to be doing Dynasty next week on mock drafts. And then we are into all of our prep episodes that will include mock drafts every single week. Bogman's favorite thing on the planet, mocks every single week.
Yep. I love editing them. What's, you know, once I get into them, some of them are a lot of fun, but there is the occasional week where I'm just doing so much or I have to do something the next day. I got to whatever. I'm like, oh, this is going to take so long.
I think it's the football season mocks for football mocks that are tough. I mean, I know baseball are tough because they're a little bit longer.
They're not bit longer. They're so much longer.
Yeah, I guess they're a bit. That's the problem. Yeah. Like, I mean, so it's a catch 22. In football season,
football is more.
You're doing baseball and football and there's college and there's so much more work going on. There's less work going on in baseball season, but
yeah, I don't have to cover the draft episodes at all. So that's good. Yeah.
Are you covering the draft in February a bunch?
Yes. That's when the combine is. Yeah, I do. I'm writing profiles in February. Go to the combine. Yes. So maybe I will, but I'll probably be too busy editing mocks. So we'll see.
We'll get you a mock covered that week.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll get that. But that's what's going to be going on coming up here in the near future. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed this profile series to kind of help you guys out, kind of, you know, help you give you a baseline. Like Bogman said, that's the base. These are the baseline series, a very simplified podcast version of some of the stuff we do in the off season, or even to what I did in the Fantasy Black Book, which we'll also plug. You can get the Fantasy Black Book now on Amazon for sure. And I think the hardback copy might now be available. I don't know how Joe does it. I know like the digital copy is out first. He already sent an update in. That's one of the little oddities about this process is like, there's still plenty of guys that didn't sign. You know, when the book was released, Yamamoto had not signed with the Dodgers. Bellinger still has not signed as we're recording this. You know, so there's JD Martinez. There's still plenty of moves and the Black Book gets updated as you go. So the digital version is set. But I don't know how he likes to work the hardback. So I don't know if that's like already available or he waited a tiny bit. Either way, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is go to Amazon, check it out today. Support Joe, support the Black Book. I get no kickbacks or anything on it, but you know, I like things to be successful that I am attached to. So go and check it out. And you can check out some of my weird brained, sometimes incoherent profile thoughts on some of these players to get you guys going. But we'll also talk about some of that here. And that's what we got. We got SPs, which is it's a whole nother ball game, man. There's been so much. When we get into ranks, it's going to be so much because I think there's a battle between early investment and the returns you get, the type of pitchers you want to invest in, that old pocket aces strategy versus the glob, all the same terms we're all getting used to. And my brain just gets kind of fried, man, with, you know, doing the CBS shows and, you know, Scott White's take is just give me strikeout pitchers and who cares about any of the other issues. You know, he is just vaulting up guys that showed big strikeout numbers last year, and kind of it's a little Ricky Bobby with the strikeouts to safety. You know, you want to play safety with your pitchers to also, I've done multiple mocks. I've not liked my teams that I waited on pitching, one of which right. I didn't take a pitcher till like the ninth round in the CBS mock. It's not that good. So the fine balance of who you're investing in, how you're investing, that's what we're really trying to figure out over the next couple months. And that's hopefully this profile series will at least just get these guys back into your brain and maybe where they should be going.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you that I am way less worried about injuries for pitchers because they're all going to get hurt. So who cares? Yeah. Right. Like that is more and more every year we play that is in, you know, more and more pitcher injuries. And that's the thing. I know the pitchers complained about the pitch clock and everything, but ratings went up. That stuff's never going away. So,
yeah. Well, if anything, they made it worse. Do you see right. like the new proposal or the new agreement is like it went from 20 to 18 and yeah, the injuries won't matter. And that's also something I've talked a decent amount about is like, you know, the new 200 plus innings is 175, you right. know, and the new 150 innings is like 125. So the arguments about like, oh, well, this guy can only get maybe like 130 or 40 this year. That's actually closer to league average. It's not in the elite territory, but where that used to be kind of crap, that's about on the solid league average. So like, this is like that Yuri Perez thing. It's like, well, you know, I can get 120 awesome innings from Yuri Perez. In years past, you would start valuing much lesser of players because they're going to get 200. But now it's like these guys are getting 160, 180. Really good pitchers are getting 180. So you just have to have like a different overall mindset. I'm actually going to pull up. I think I had this the other day. I said on CBS, but I wanted to, let's see. So pitchers last year, sorting by innings pitch, trying to sort by innings pitch, please. We had 5 total pitchers that pitched more than 200 innings. Is that correct? That doesn't seem right.
I mean, that sounds right.
I mean, I'm going to do it again. Hold on. Leaders, that just blew my mind here. Leaders 2023.
Yeah, 5.
Innings pitched. Yeah, 5. 216 was the top. That's crazy.
Yeah, and the worst part is Miles Michaelis is one of those guys.
I know. So. We had only 20. We had 25 pitchers in baseball pitch 180 or more. We had 15 pitchers hit the 190 innings marker. So the names are names you would expect. There is value. Maybe a little bit extra value on pitchers that you know are going to stack up innings because you have more win opportunities. You have more opportunities to stack strikeouts, even if they're not big strikeout pitchers, a la Chris Bassitt or Framber Valdez or George Kirby. You know, George Kirby, 8.12 K per nine, but had 190 innings. But my point is you go back and look like, here, I'll just pick a different year. Let's test my theory. Let's do, well, give me a seat like 2021?
2019.
19. Okay, perfect. Let's go 2019. Let's test this theory and see how stupidly wrong I am. Nope. In 2019, there were 15 pitchers that had 200 or more innings. There were 22 pitchers with 190. And then did I say 180 was the other one? Yeah. Or what did I say? 180. All right. So then that would be 33 that had at least 180. By the way, Jeff Samardzija had 181 in 2019. So a mere 4 years ago of seasons, I mean, we're cut in half. We're about cut in half as far as innings go. All of these are things you know. And the only point is just to say that you can stomach these younger pitchers that aren't going to stack innings, but you should put value and some concentration on making sure you get a couple of those innings guys, because there's not a whole bunch of them. So finding the balance to that, go get Tanner Bibee, get Brandon Pfaadt. I'm here for it. Even if they don't
see what happened is 2020 made everybody lazy. Nobody wants to work anymore. And no one's throwing the innings that they should. Well, that's exactly what it is.
That's a great take. It's a great take. It's a great take for a podcast, Bogman. That's exactly what people want to hear.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows I'm kidding. I don't really care. It's just funny. But yeah, I mean, look, that's the way it's going. Guys are getting injured more. Coaches are babying pitchers more. They're skipping starts. They're going with openers. They're taking bullpen. We saw bullpen days in the NLCS and the World Series. I mean, this is what's happening these days. So
did you know that there were only two pitchers that had an over 10 K per nine that pitched 190 innings or more this past year? It's crazy.
Strider.
Nope.
No,
he was under 190.
Oh, he was. You're right. Over 200 and
no, over 190. I'll tell you this. Not one single pitcher over 200 innings had a 10 K per nine.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Who were they? I don't think I know.
Luis Castillo had the most innings with a 10.01 K per nine, and Pablo Lopez.
Yeah.
Yep. 10.86 in 194 innings.
Dude, that's crazy. Pablo is one of those guys. When I started looking at the advanced stuff and like making notes, I was like,
God, oh yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Everything here.
Yeah. So all again, like blah blah blah. All the things are kind of built around like Blake Snell gets a lot of crap. He should get crap about the walks, but everyone would be like, oh,
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
He doesn't go past seven in the innings and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, he got 100 innings.
He just
past
won the
year.
Cy Young.
Yeah. But 180 innings is, I think it's 108. 180 innings is the new relative 200 range. I mean, if we want to be like categorical to it, it's like 185 is the new 200. And then you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, you know, you can take the hit and you really should focus more, even if you get lesser of innings.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Starting pitcher profiles, of course, start with a 20-game winner. I guess I could go back to the leaderboard again. I believe he is the only 20-game winner. Yes, that's correct. In Spencer Strider, who had a 13.5 K per nine, under 3 walk per nine, which is very, very good, especially because we've seen some big K guys have some big walk numbers. That wasn't the case with Strider. 3.86 ERA, a 2.86 Sierra, 281 strikeouts, just shy of that 300 marker. And for all whatever the walks might have been, a 1.09 whip. And as I mentioned, 20 wins in a world where most of you still play for wins.
In a world.
Play for quality starts, good for you. Good for you.
What do you think about that? Like if we were redoing everything right now in fantasy baseball, would you scrap wins completely and go to quality starts for everything? Or is there just, would you just leave wins and losses completely out? I mean, most leagues don't have losses anymore, but would you just scrap wins completely and go with something else?
Oh man, that's a good question. My initial reaction when you said that was I'd rather add quality starts to wins because I think they're different enough. The only thing is that's one more step that then makes closers irrelevant. So then I'm not the biggest fan of save holds. I know there are so many people that are like, oh, you have the blah, blah. I like the idea of a closer being valued for being a closer. When you do save and holds,
I think if you do save and holds, you have to add RP specific spots.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I guess my main point of this, besides save and holds,
bigger is my point there.
It's like if you added quality starts, it's another category you're taking away from closers. Because, I mean, I get closers could technically help in all of them except quality starts. They cannot exist in quality starts. But I guess they do still wins. Help.
Moto Casino.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.